podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Looking for something amazing in the Bay Area this Halloween? Stephen's Haunted Holiday is something that must be seen. It's a free, unique, and dazzling walkthrough attraction, inspired by The Nightmare Before Christmas and Disney's Haunted Mansion. Facebook.com/Haunted Holiday is the site that you should click on to prepare for a great Halloween night.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Damcast.
Tancast!
Motherfuckers!
Boo.
This really is our Halloween episode.
Is it so?
We're not fucking around.
Is it really?
Why wouldn't it be?
We can record one on Halloween.
Regardless, by the time we record it and edit it, it'll be after Halloween.
Yeah, but it'll still be our Halloween episode.
Not really, because no one's listening to it on Halloween.
It's only Halloween for us.
What if they listened to it after Halloween this episode? This isn't really a Halloween episode either, is it?
But they could have listened to it before Halloween, so it is our Halloween episode.
I think next week's our Halloween episode.
Dear listeners, welcome to another in a long string of shitty Tancasts.
That'll all be edited out. I'm Tim, the terrible T in Tancast.
Oh, shit. Why didn't you warn me?
Because no one ever warns me when you guys do random shit. And I'm always like, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast. And you guys are all like, oh, I'm going to say something kooky. And I just look like a schmuck. Now you guys can look like schmucks. Schmuck it up!
Well, you the one that edits the fucking episode. You can make yourself look less schmucky.
Nah, man. I gotta keep the honesty.
You edit shit out all the time.
I edit out nothing.
Change it up.
Nope. Keep it pure.
I'm Andy, and I got nothing.
I'm Noah, the naughty Noah.
The naughty Noah.
That's right. You're scared of me. I'm naughty.
Listeners, who had the better one, Andy or Noah? It's a tough call. Answers on a postcard to... I'm just kidding.
We're talking about what we wouldn't do for $1 million, or kind of.
$1 million changes everything. Up becomes down, day becomes night, straight becomes gay. $1 million is magical.
And last week I was out with... my wife, we're going to go see Whippet, and there's one of those metal posts that has, like, you know, a light inside, and I asked her if she would lick it for $1 million, and her first answer was no. I'm like, really? $1 million? Yeah, we can, you know, buy our house, $1 million, and she's like, well, if you were really honest, I'd think about it. Like, if it was a real thing, I'd think about it. I'm like, really? Just think about it? You wouldn't even just give a little lick for $1 million? She wouldn't have it. My wife is very germophobic. Shh.
you had to be quiet for that part?
I was just being funny. I didn't have to be quiet.
Oh, okay. But yeah, is she not?
Well, she's in the kitchen, where a woman should be.
There it is. Sexism.
You see, I was waiting for it to be, she's in the kitchen, where a woman should be.
What were we talking about? Looking stuff $1 million.
You were talking about your germophobic wife.
Oh yeah,
you were the one talking.
You're the one doing
the illusion.
Someone sent me a text message, and I was like, "What? What's going on?" Anyways.
Oh, look at Noah getting text messages.
Was it your hoe? Was it your bottom bitch?
No.
Was she writing in to tell you, "Here's how much money I earned today, Daddy"?
No.
So you could text her back and say, "Bitch, better have my money."
Andy's kind of laughing. I mean, Tim's kind of laughing like the couch or something.
Well, it's Halloween, baby.
One bitch, two bitch, one bitch juggle balls.
Whoa. One bitch juggle two balls. One two.
Anyways,
this bitch licks my ass.
Okay, all right. Let's all calm it down.
Come on, why?
So, yeah, every time we go to the grocery store, she always has to sanitize up. She has, like, she carries one of those little sanitizers and sanitizes up. Or washes her hands when she gets home.
Oh, I just got this image of her, like, showering underneath the sanitizer thing. Just standing underneath it and pumping it repeatedly over her body.
She probably would if she could.
I'm going to make sure to touch her face as often as I can today at the party.
Oh, don't do that. She might like her face to be touched.
I know. I assumed as much when you said she was germophobic.
Not even germophobic. It's just dirt. She like dirt on her face. Makes her break out.
Yeah, well, she knows that Tim doesn't wash, so.
I'm gonna lick my fingers right before I do it to him. Like, there you go.
You won't do that.
Right on her lips. I'll be like, cooties, you're breathing them in.
You won't do that.
Now you've got AIDS.
That's okay. Everyone has AIDS.
They do?
AIDS.
Yeah. You haven't heard that?
Nah, I have.
No, Noah.
I'm being funny.
It's from Team America World Police.
I know! They're making fun of Rent.
Yep.
All right, then.
What do they call it? Okay. Lease? I think that was Lease.
I'm going to tickle your ass with my tongue.
I think we lost Noah. Noah, you were the one telling the story about your germophobic wife.
That was it. Just that she would had to think about licking a post for $1 million. Where, as I'm sure any of us would just be like, well, you want me to just lick the whole thing? What?
I would lick a pole for $50.
What are you about, Andy? You wouldn't lick it for $1 million?
No, I'm saying you would have to stop me from licking the pole long enough to explain to me that you would give me $1 million.
Oh, you just lick the pole naturally?
I just see poles and I gotta lick them.
Yeah, you were licking the pole before you got here. You were like,
penis joke. He's a pro bono pole licker.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't mean that I lick poles for free. It means that I supported Sonny Bono.
Jesus H. Christ.
In the great Bono versus debates.
Weak.
Cher doesn't have a last name, so I had to leave that part blank.
Weak.
Cher must have a last name.
She must have had a last name at some point.
I wonder what her last name is.
I think we're all going to find out right now. Come on, Wikipedia.
Cher's last name is Kuntenstein.
No, Tim.
It is
Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
What the fuck? What did you say?
Kuntenstein.
Oh, sorry. Tim's right. It's pronounced Kuntenstein.
No.
That's weird because it's spelled S-A-R-K-I-S-I-A-N.
Sarkeesian LaPierre. What the fuck name is that? Is she French? What is she?
Kuntenstein.
You don't know, do you?
Kuntenstein. Kuntenstein.
All right. It's no use asking you guys anything.
It only took you 71 episodes to figure that out?
I'm here with Mr. Raymond Luxury Yacht. That's not how you say it.
My dick is not how you say it.
Yeah, well, you can lick your dick.
No.
I was giving you permission more than explaining to everyone Tim has a secret...
Dick-licking ability?
Technique for getting to...
Oh, your dick-licking ability is not secret, Tim. Everybody knows.
Self-dick.
Not everybody. A lot of people. A lot of everybody.
Well, not everybody. A lot of people.
Somebody in Zimbabwe who has no idea.
No, they're right.
And that will change as soon as Tim makes it to Zimbabwe.
Counting down the days.
Oh, it would suck to be a part of that tribe where, like, your voyage to manhood, your... What is that called? I can't remember. But where you have to, like, service the older men.
What?
Oh.
A rite of passage. That's what it's called. There's an African tribe, the rite of passage. I think African, where you have to, like, suck their dick, become a man.
I'm doubtful.
No, I'm doubtful. It's true.
Oh, it's true because Noah said so?
Oh, really? You're going to make me look this up? All right.
Yep.
What do you Google to find that?
Cock-sucking rite of passage.
I am now going to Google exactly those words.
So, let's see. Sex as rite of passage.
Is cock-sucking hyphenated?
I did it as two words.
Naturally. You'd be silly not to.
Sex as a rite of passage. TV tropes. Oh, but that's the...
Yeah.
Like the... Oh, now you're a man. My own. Beginner's Guide to Cocksucking is the second... Okay. PenisOwnershipHandbook.com.
You don't remember when... I think Kevin Smith talked about it, Tim.
Kevin Smith didn't know that the...
but it wasn't like he was just making it up.
That the miracle worker was a real story.
Got you there. Any rebuttal?
Yeah, I'm sure that Kevin Smith would only have had to have heard something once somewhere else to go, well, that seems plausible, and then go ahead and repeat it.
I think it's actually in Papua New Guinea. All right.
How dare you impugn the reputation of Kevin Smith, one of the greatest scholars of our time.
Yes. Well, I did steal one of his lines this week.
I'm fat?
No. But I said there's nothing sadder than watching a fat man weep.
A truer statement was never made.
Yep.
That's a big fucking family.
What?
I'm just killing time while you guys are looking up the fucking nutsacks.
Well, Noah's looking it up. I just saw the thing about Beginner's Guide to Cocksucking and thought, well, that's just fine.
And you thought, well, I don't need that. I need the advanced
guide to cocksucking. Ah, I stepped on your joke.
Facebook suggests that I do not talk to your wife enough, apparently.
My wife? His wife? Your wife?
My wife. Okay, well, here we go.
Oh, wait.
The Sambian tribe. Sambia.
Wow, Sambia tribe. Are you sure about that?
I am sure about that. Wikipedia is very lacking for this subject.
Encouraged masturbation under Wikipedia.
Sambia sexual. Ooh,
this
culture.
Is a whole chunk that's going to be edited out of the show because this is boring as balls.
One interesting twist is the Sambia tribe of New Guinea. The tribe has rituals and rites of passage surrounding manhood, which last several years and involves ejaculation through fellatio, often several times a day. Semen is valued, and masturbation seems as a waste of semen, and therefore frowned upon, even though frequent ejaculation is encouraged.
Got all that?
I got it.
Great.
Oh,
and
he's
still reading. Let's do some tan laughs. Because it's tan laughs! Tan laugh time! You send them in, and we read those funny tan laughs! Tan laughs! Ow!
Did you get to the cocksucking boy part?
Nope, we're not gonna stop fucking dealing with this bullshit.
Let's get to tan laughs.
Yes, let's do! Okay, so these were sent in by Joe, and they are Halloween themed. So, and again, this week it actually makes sense. Here we go. You ready? Ready? Here we go. Do zombies eat popcorn with their...
Are you ready?
Would you fucking shut the fuck up?
Are you ready? I'm ready.
Shut the fuck up! Shut it! Shut up!
We're ready.
Ah! All right. I really amused Noah.
All right, I'm good.
Do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers?
No.
They eat the fingers separately.
Oh, zing-a-ling-a-ding!
What did the zombie eat after his teeth were pulled out?
His teeth?
The dentist!
Oh!
And finally, what do rednecks do on Halloween?
Fuck each other?
Pumpkin. See, pumpkin, like the Halloween thing, but pump, as in having sex with, kin, as in folks you're related to. Comedy gold.
Indeed.
Nailed it shut.
Oh, I got some good offensive jokes.
What a shock.
Oh, go for it.
What's the same between a Jew and a stiff nipple?
Wait, what?
What's the same between a Jew and a stiff nipple?
I don't know.
They both disappear after a hot shower.
Oh.
Oh.
No. That's not... People.
This is bad. What's the difference between...
Oh, Christ. If it made Noah... It gave Noah pause. This has got to be horrible.
What's the difference between an apple and a dead baby?
I don't know.
I don't ejaculate on an apple before I eat it.
Oh, that is disgusting, but really funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's disgusting from so many different directions.
Especially whatever direction the jism is falling from.
Well, you tasted it?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it was just... Ah, ah.
Oh, I thought you were like, that tastes disgusting.
No.
Oh, hello. Link time.
Hi.
Okay. Well, Noah links, I'll tell a joke. This one comes from Jose. He sent in a couple. I'm only going to do two. So we've got some for later. When Ralph first noticed that his penis was growing larger and staying erect longer, he was delighted, as was his wife. But after several weeks, his penis had grown to nearly 20 inches. Ralph became quite concerned, so he and his wife went to see a prominent urologist. After an initial examination, the physician explained to the couple that, although rare, Ralph's condition could be cured through corrective surgery. "How long will Ralph be on crutches?" the wife asked anxiously. "Crutches? Why would he need crutches?" responded the surprised doctor. "Well," said the wife, "you're planning on lengthening Ralph's legs, aren't you?"
She wants to keep that big old manly cock.
I think at 20 inches, it's no longer manly. I think it's horsely.
Even better.
Sorry, there were two that I was thinking about reading. I'll just read the second one down. A guy married a woman, but unfortunately his dick was very small, so every time they had sex, he'd use a pickle on her instead of his dick. For several years, sorry, 7 years, he's been doing that. One night, his wife suspected that something was wrong, so while they were having sex, she quickly threw the covers back and turned on the lights. She yelled, "What the hell is that? You're using a pickle on me? I'm shocked, and for 7 years you've been doing that, you piece of shit." And the man said, "Shut the fuck up. It's been 7 years, and I never asked where the hell those kids came from."
Oh, zing-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
I've heard that somewhere else, where, but the explanation was, "I'll explain the pickle if you explain the kids."
Also good.
Yep.
Both things. All right,
shall we talk about Noah's Link now?
Just
oh my goodness.
There's one with a Star
That's
Trek.
That's right, ladies. It's time for us to be men for just a
This
moment.
Is the part we look at boobs, look at boobs, look at boobs. This is the part we look at boobs, boobs with paint.
Did Tim see the Star Trek one?
Not yet.
She's on a bike.
I just clicked on the link.
Oh.
She's on a bike?
Yeah.
Oh, some of them still haven't loaded yet.
Booby, looby, looby.
I like Supergirl. That's nice.
I think one of them, they put, what's her name's head on the body? Megan Fox's. Or just looks like Megan Fox to me.
Yeah, I think it's probably like easier to find somebody who looks like Megan Fox and get her to let you body paint her.
True.
Oh, yeah, Supergirl. Very nice. Kind of looks a little bit like Summer Glau.
Yee.
What are you teasing about, Tim?
The Devil Woman has kind of a scary looking face.
Devil Woman, Devil Woman.
Wait, did they just put a picture of Rebecca Romijn Stamos as whatever that character's name is?
Mystique?
Just throw it in there and think you wouldn't notice?
I don't see the Devil Woman.
I don't see the Star Trek lady, so look at that. We're even.
Star Trek woman's on the right column about...
Oh, there you go. Now I see her. Okay, we'll go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from Star Trek and over 1 to the left, and there's the Devil Woman.
Oh, yeah, there she is. Yeah,
that is Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Which one?
The one that's Rebecca Romijn Stamos. I don't know what to tell you.
Where is it, you piece of shit?
It's fucking on the page.
There's a lot of things on the page. I see a couple girls just...
Well, I have moved away from that part of the page, so I can't... Oh, just a man face on that Devil Woman. I enlarged it.
Someone, just link me, you piece of shit.
Why don't you link your own balls? You ever think about that?
How was everyone's week?
Mine was busy.
Busy being shitty?
Busy not blogging.
Busy not blogging.
Tim wins.
Yep. If my wife leaves me alone for long enough today, I'll get a bunch of blog posts up.
Leaves me alone?
Bitch, I told you leave me alone.
Leave me alone! Leave Andy Spears alone!
My name is Tim!
All right, you know what? I'm done with these.
What, not too much for you, Tim? Can't handle it? Can't handle the sexiness?
Not enough for me. No, there was, no.
Can you paint your boobs and walk around in public?
Well, you could, because you have such big man boobs.
No, I'm getting pecs out, because I'm working out.
Yeah, you're getting pecs. It's like I'm getting a car someday. Doesn't mean I have it now.
I have pecs now.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You have specs.
Pecs.
Specs of fat.
Anyways, can a female do that?
I don't know.
Find out for me. Get back to me.
I'll get right on that.
What the fuck? This lady is, like, topless, and it looks like her mom's posing next to her, like, all proud. Like, that's my girl! My little slut!
So we're gonna be stuck on this for a little while, eh?
Well, I just came across that one. I wanted to show it to you.
I moved away.
Oh, I saw another picture of that girl. With the dog tags over the nipple.
That just seems odd there. It looks like it's her mom. Her mom's like, yeah, it's my girl going around topless.
Yeah.
She's a little skank.
There's just something about the fake titties, though, that's like...
Awesome?
No. Like, they may look good inside a bra and sweater and whatever, but...
Outside, yeah. They look awesome?
No, they look wrong.
Awesomely wrong?
No, they look like what they are. No, they look like somebody took a round ball and shoved it under some skin.
I got no problem with fake titties. I would never encourage anybody to get them, but if you have them, I'm not going to shun you. You live your life.
Tim, he's accepting.
I am titty tolerant. Tolerant of all titties.
Big ones, small ones, fake ones, real ones.
Well, wait a minute. I'm just kidding.
Not so fast.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'm back off this site.
You came back and then you left?
Well, I came. I've looked at that link and then there was pictures below that. I'm like, oh, Wonder Woman. Oh, wonder if that's a woman.
She's going to tickle your ass with her tongue.
She's going to tickle my ass with her penis.
Did you guys hear that rumor about Lady Gaga being a man or hermaphrodite?
Yes.
No.
Someone said they saw something poking out.
I've heard the coolest mashup of Somebody's Watching Me and Just Dance by Lady Gaga.
I tried to look for it, and I couldn't find it.
Let me see if I can find it again, and I will give you the link.
All right. How was everyone's tan week?
mine was good. Did some shows. Those were fun. Oh, I met Gino.
Oh,
Gino? I love Gino.
You better. Fucking beat the shit out of you with this pinky. You'll have 9 fingers left with which to fuck your mom.
Our one listener in the military.
Our one listener. What are you talking about? So he came and saw me do a show at Three Clubs, which is the bar that was featured in the movie Swingers.
Oh, I thought he like came to three separate clubs.
No.
Fucking loves Tim.
And it ended up being a shitload of hot women there. Okay. The guy who runs it also does like this church, this group, like where he performs in improv in front of like this church group. Or
okay.
This church, this group where he performs improv.
Well, because it's not really like a church. It's not like a church sanctioned thing, but a lot of church people go to it, I guess is what I'm going for. And there are a lot of fucking hot church people in LA. I mean, like every single person in that room was fuckable. Every single one. I mean, yes, there was a hierarchy, but there was nobody who was. What?
Including Gino?
You know what? Gun to my head, sure.
What about $4 million?
Fuck yeah, $4 million. What did I say?
Wait,
what did so I say about $1 million?
You would take
$1 million changes everything.
You would take a cock up the butt for $1 million?
Maybe. I don't know.
Till completion? However long it took?
Depends on if my wife is cool with it or not.
Oh, okay. So you would throw it by your wife first.
Well, of course. You can't just be taking cocks in your ass.
So if she said yes, you would be like, let's go. Lube it up.
Let's get it done.
I don't know if I'd take a cock up the butt for $1 million.
It's $1 million, dude. In this economy, you can't turn down $1 million.
I'm doing
a little
all right.
Butthole pain is a small price to pay.
But how long? What if the guy's like, you know, takes a while?
Do you know how long you have to spend $1 million? Yeah, I can give up an afternoon for $1 million.
$1 million tax-free, Noah. Uncle Sam doesn't even get half.
I don't know.
Can I listen to my iPod while it's going on? Maybe I can catch up with the
podcast.
I was going to
say, can I watch some TV?
Yeah!
Can I get drunk first?
No, you gotta listen to the balls slapping against your thighs. No drunk. You're in a white room, no music, no other sound, except for the guy grunting.
The guy grunting.
Can I sing Lady Gaga tunes?
Nope, you're gag.
Can I hum?
There you go, that's the mashup.
I always feel. Somebody's fucking me in the butt. That amused Tim.
Not bad, not bad. I listen to
I'd never heard Lady Gaga really before this.
Neither have I.
You know what this song is already teaching me?
What's that?
And I'm probably about 6 seconds in. That I hate Lady Gaga.
Oh. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, you like shit music. Jesus H. Christ, that's loud.
Yeah, it is.
And Lady Gaga. He wants to suck on his penis.
I'll listen to that later. Jiminy Christmas. I think ear blood is now spewing out of my nose.
What'd you say? What kind of blood?
I said, I think ear blood is spewing out of my nose. That's how loud it was. It was pushing the loudness was even pushing the blood away from my ears and out my nose.
Gotcha. You crazy Negro.
You're crazy.
All right, now, no need to be gay.
You're gay.
All right.
Unless there's $1 million involved, in which case, let's gay it up.
Oh, so you're talking about Gino, hot girls at the club.
Yes, all these things were good. Oh, yeah, so I got to meet him. He was cool. Probably still is cool, as far as I know.
Was he scary looking?
Oh, no. Why would he be scary looking?
Intimidating.
Maybe he was dressed like a werewolf, and you're afraid of werewolves.
Well, no.
He just jumped out at you and went, "Rawr! Pleased to meet you! Rawr!"
Gino.
Intimidating is different than scary looking.
I kind of view...
Everyone intimidates Tim. Tim's tiny. Tim's like a little pocket homo.
Pocket homo.
Is that like a pocket pussy?
Yes.
Kinda, if you think about
you
it.
You need it to redecorate when you're done with it.
And
did you see Gizmodo? Someone did a review of one of those pocket pussies?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Amazingly enough, I missed that.
I don't think you even read Gizmodo.
That's why I missed it.
yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
a review of Pocket. You just brought it up. What are you?
No, before that. Before that.
Noah, are you stoned?
We're talking about Gino not being intimidating. Sure it would be if he wasn't a nice guy, but
I just bet
sure, if you fuck with him, he's intimidating.
He's in the military. You know, he's probably buffed. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
Maybe he's got that dead man stare. I don't know.
No dead man stare. He had just been watching a comedy show, so that tends to perk people up. Unless it's a shitty comedy show, which this wasn't, so it worked
Maybe
out.
He hates humor, though. It's like, I've seen so much death, how can I fucking laugh anymore?
All right. there was some good comics on the show, though.
Oh, including Tim Babb?
That's right. It's a guy named Hugh Moore. If you ever see him, like, on television or something, you should check him out. He fucking cracks me up.
Hugh Moore. M-O-O-R-E?
Yep.
You ever heard this statement? Like from your parents or your grandparents, money doesn't grow on trees. It's true. It doesn't. But you know what does grow on trees, boys and girls? Bananas. So the next time you see someone eating a banana, just snatch it from them. And start eating it. And when they look at you like you're crazy, just say, what? They grow on trees!
He's a black man.
That's right. Funny black man.
Way to do it, Hugh.
Saw Law Abiding Citizen.
And how was that?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Good. Didn't like the end.
It was okay.
Noah remembers midway through. Oh, yeah, we did. I was there for that. I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, the ending was kind of weak sauce. I don't think Andy would like it either. Because it's kind of one of those movies that everything has to, like, line up perfectly. Like, you know.
He likes movies where...
No, he doesn't like those movies where it's like, you know, they set up all these series of events, and everyone has to do exactly what you think they'll do for those events to happen.
Meh.
It's just, it takes me out of the movie, because it's like, you know, oh, so you knew that they were going to get there at 8 a.m. on this day? What about traffic? What if they missed a clue somewhere along the line? You know, if you're, like, holding a gun to their head and telling them, you will be here at 8 a.m. on this day, and then a bomb goes off at 8 a.m. and kills them, well, then, congratulations, you made it happen.
I don't think it was that bad, though.
I think if you think about it, it's probably worse than you think it was.
I am thinking about it, and it is not worse than I think it was.
I think you guys are trying to be spoiler-free, and therefore cannot actually explain either of your positions, which makes this a very stupid conversation.
You're a very stupid conversation. Boom! Take that.
That's a very stupid comeback.
I'm just saying, I think Andy would not enjoy it. That's all.
Okay.
I think Andy doesn't enjoy lots of things.
He can see on DVD and judge for himself.
See my balls on DVD and judge for himself.
I saw American Werewolf in London finally.
Yeah,
it was interesting. It was odd. Frank Oz was in there, so he's like plays like a I think a psychologist. I can't remember what he played, but he comes in. I'm like,
there it is.
Is it going?
I think your mic is full on. Your mic is full on.
Yeah,
like it's been crackling all the show, but now it's actually starting to give way.
Yep.
And now you're gone. This TanCast Noah Mike Fail is brought to you by the TanCast YouTube channel. See bits from your favorite episodes of TanCast animated and other random shorts and skits all for you to view, laugh at, and mock at youtube.com/TanCast. Check it out! Or don't. Really makes no difference. Now, back to the show. So what were you starting to talk about, Noah? You were in the middle of talking about, was it?
Oh, American Werewolf in London.
American Werewolf in London. Frank Oz was in it.
Yes, that was very odd, because I was like, that guy sounds remarkably familiar. Kind of sounds like Bert.
Ebert.
And then they had him credited as Miss Piggy as well, because I guess there's a scene where they show a clip of the Muppet Show. Which I guess is technically him, but it just seems kind of odd, because it's like, yeah, he wasn't really, you know, I don't know. It's kind of odd. There is a show recording of a recording. I don't know. But it was overall good. It was definitely 80s special effects.
That was the same guy who directed Thriller.
John Landis.
And in fact, if you listen to I think it's the first time that the American Werewolf in London transforms into the werewolf, the sound effects are the exact same sound effects as when Michael Jackson changes into the werewolf at the beginning of Thriller.
Wait, sorry, say that again?
I said Noah's a faggot and he likes to suck all the dicks and rim job all the sweaty, turd-filled asses. And if you listen to the sound effects from the first time the dude changes into the werewolf in the American Werewolf in London, it's the same sound effects as when Michael Jackson changes into the werewolf in Thriller.
Crazy! Crazy!
I knew it wasn't worth repeating.
Oh my god, Tim, you have the best facts in the world. Holy
Happy
shit.
Birthday, you useless piece of shit.
It's not my birthday yet.
It's your birthday.
It's close enough.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
We're going to sip a party like it's your birthday.
And I don't give a fuck that it's your birthday.
We don't give a fuck that it's your birthday.
That's excellent, Noah.
It's like 50 Cent joined us for the podcast all of a sudden. Retarded 50 Cent. Here it comes.
Me and Steph, speaking of retarded.
Yeah.
Me and Steph were at Safeway, and we get into this line. There's one person in front of us, and for some reason, like, grocery stores, why don't you have a fucking enough dividers? Like, you got one. It's like, why don't you stock a couple more? Anyways, so we're waiting for...
You mean for the little belt? The thing is like, that's their shit, this is my shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Your shit, my shit. Your shit, my shit.
It's like sometimes they have like a but sometimes they have more than you could ever fit on the fucking conveyor, and then sometimes they have one.
It's like, I'm not buying Cocoa Puffs. Put that in between me and you.
I want your soul food away from my mayonnaise. That's what I'm saying. We gotta segregate this belt.
So me and Steph are in line. We're waiting for one of those little dividers to become free so we can start putting our stuff up and whatnot. And also, the conveyor belt was kind of full. This Asian girl comes up. Comes right in front of us, starts loading up her stuff on the conveyor belt. And we're like, hello, we're standing here, you cut in front of us. And so she talked kind of funny. I mean, she had the Asian accent. I don't know if it's really an accent. I don't know. But I also think she might have been not all there. She's like, I was here already. I was like, you weren't here just now. You just walked up. She's like, I was here already. That's all she kept saying. So I did not want to argue with her. So I was just like, go ahead. You crazy.
You should have used your intimidating blackness.
It was not worth it.
It's worth it just because it's fun to use it. When do you get a chance? You gotta use your blackness. Be like, listen, motherfucker. I say, get the motherfucker off this motherfucker line, bitch.
Oh, that reminds me of that reporter that goes ghetto in like 3 seconds. Oh, that cracked me up, even though it's old.
I do not understand why that hit a sudden surge of popularity all of a sudden.
It's fucking funny.
Like, that
funny.
Thing has been around... It's been around the internet for years.
But it's funny.
Like, back when I worked at the radio station, it was already on the internet. Okay, it's funny, but it was funny 2 years ago. Why didn't people...
Because there's new people that get on the internet and haven't seen it, Tim.
They've seen it.
They said, oh, I gotta send you this new thing. It's great. It's not new.
Exactly. Like, plenty of those people are old people. They've seen it.
They started forwarding it. There you go. I was one of the people. And it made Brett
great
joy.
You're a piece of shit.
Brett, great joy.
You're a piece of shit.
Why you want to kill my dreams?
Piece of shit. Piece of shit.
You're uninvited to the party, Tim.
Great. Now you only have two people coming.
That's fine. Your wife can still come, though.
Oh, she's not coming. Where I go, my wife goes.
Because she's the one that actually RSVP'd.
I don't have time for RSVN and P'ing.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You don't have a job. You got time.
Tim's got no time for P'ing.
None.
You got time.
I got no time.
Motherfucker, you got time.
Motherfucker, no, no.
So, I'm going to see the new Saw movie, because I see
not me.
I know. Well, that's a random post on Facebook. I'm not going to see it. It's like, all right, no one gives a shit.
Fuck you. It was a joke about seeing Saws.
And, like, he went to some great explanation of why he was going to see it. Like, people were beating down his door. Tim, come see Saw with me.
It's a fucking joke, dude. Jesus Christ.
Wasn't funny.
I said, I'm not going to go see Saw 6 because I haven't seen Saw 1 through 5, so I think I'd be lost. Joke one. And also because I don't give a shit. Joke two. And who gives a shit? The 6 people who left comments. And the 2 people who liked it. So you can eat a dick.
You can eat a big fat dick, Noah. You can take a bunch of dick, smear some mayonnaise on it, put it in between a Kaiser roll, and just chow down on that dick sandwich.
Not mayonnaise, Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Because Miracle Whip is not going to tone it down.
But I don't think they were really commenting on the joke. They were just commenting on how they weren't going to see the movie.
They gave a shit.
I don't think they even realized it was a joke.
They knew. Everybody knew but you, because you're an idiot.
Yep.
Go with the idiot.
All right, let's go read the comment.
I'm going to start saying sarcastic things to Noah so that he'll think I'm serious about all of them. Item number one, that right there, what I just said.
There you go. Updated my Facebook status there for you, Noah.
What does it say?
It says Noah is a tool.
I am Andy, and I have approved Tim's Facebook status.
Oh! Noah likes my... Let me say that over again. Noah likes my status. Well, I guess now they'll know because your last name's on it.
You can see my last name on Facebook anyways. Which I find very annoying that you can't hide your last name.
Yeah, I do as well. Well, I'm sure Andy does as well.
But don't you care?
I mean, you
probably don't care as much as anyone. I mean, you want people to know who you are, don't you?
Yes, but I know some people who would like to keep their last names private don't get you. And that annoys me.
Although, so I guess you could just use a fake name because my friend uses a fake name. And I was like, oh, yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you could go by Noah the Faggot.
What? Tim, you're funny. Jesus Christ.
I know somebody who goes by something like Dick Longfellow or something like that. Cock Hardington.
What the shit?
Are you what the shit about what Andy's saying or something else?
I'm looking at all these stupid events I have on my profile listed as my events. I'm not going to any of these fucking events. Remove from my events. Fucking comic, stop inviting me to shit. Remove from my events. Remove from my events.
Remove. Most exciting podcast ever. Listen to Tim remove his events.
Remove from my events. Almost done.
Tim, you still walking? Events.
Am I still walking?
Yeah.
At the moment, no.
I'm not walking at the moment, but
sitting here recording.
Have you been walking regularly?
Yeah, I did a lot of walking in LA, so.
I'm walking. I think I'm going to start running. We'll see.
You'd hate running.
I know. I'll try it out.
You're a faggot.
I'm going to give it a little shot. Start off slow.
Now, let me look at my events page. Nothing. That's how I like it.
Your inbox still's got like 200 and something messages.
243.
I'm just like, well, I don't have a lot of comic friends inviting me to shit. I do have underage girls trying to add me.
Yeah, people love the Noah. The Noah. Girls love the Noah. Yeah. It's that sexy voice. Just gets him. Pushes him into puberty.
I don't think she listens to the show.
Oh, she listens.
How do you know?
She thought it was cool that you lived in California. How else would she know you lived in California? Unless she listened to Tancast. Really? You're going to let that huge logic hole slide? That's like I put it on a wiffle ball tee for you.
I was distracted.
Distracted by the fact that you suck.
Noah was blinded by my nuts.
I was blinded by the light.
Blinded by his nuts.
I was blinded by the light.
She blinded me with nuts.
I was blinded by the light. I'm going to tickle your ass with my tongue.
That's a mashup I really needed.
Speaking of mashups, have you still been watching Glee, Andy?
Yes. And what
good.
They refer to as mashups are medleys. And it's getting really fucking annoying.
Now, did he say he was going to do a mashup of Neil Diamond? Or what song did the Mohawk guy do?
Oh, shit. It was a...
Well, I guess the point is, did he say it was going to be a mashup before he sang the song?
Yeah, well, like he said he was working on it for part of a mashup or something, and then actually just sang Sweet Caroline.
Okay. I confused me. I was like, where's the other song?
Yeah, it confused me too. And then I went, no, they keep saying mashups because they think they know what mashups are.
I would think they would know what mashups are. I would hope they got someone does some research. Hey, you, what's a mashup? Well,
it's a medley. A mashup is a medley. No, a mashup's not a medley. A medley is a medley.
I don't know.
Tim, give in. Watch some Glee. You'll love it.
Nah. One of the characters was a trending topic on Twitter.
Which
Sue character? Something or other?
Oh, Sue Sylvester. She is a good character.
Yeah.
Yes, they were doing Chuck Norris-isms, but with her name instead of Chuck Norris.
Nice. She is very funny.
Although KKK was also a trending topic on Twitter.
Really? The Ku Klux Klan?
No.
No, the other KKK.
Kellogg, and Kellogg. What? Yes, Ku Klux Klan.
maybe KKK is like the new Circle K.
Three times as good as the old Circle K. It's KKK.
Like, is it like, they don't tell, is there any new news? We hate black people.
They were going to do something, there was some news story about that involved the KKK, and people were voicing their disapproval about it, and so it became a trending topic, but then it went from, like, 7th place to 3rd place, because everybody typed the status message, why is KKK a trending topic? And then it moved up, like, 5 spaces.
You should start some trending topic, Tim, some random thing, and make people go, why the fuck is this a trending topic? And then...
Someone with, like, 47 followers can't really make anything a trending
Come
topic.
Come on, Tim. You can do it.
I can't do it.
You can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. No retreat, no surrender.
Mythbusters guy could do it. Kevin Smith could do it. Will Wheaton could do it. I cannot do it.
Will Wheaton was on Big Bang Theory.
Yes, I saw.
Yep, I was unable to record it. We were out of tuners.
Did you...
Oh, well, I'll get to that later. Go ahead.
Did you watch the whole episode? Or you just saw that he was on there? Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, I watched the episode and the episode that preceded it.
Two and a Half Men?
No, the episode of Big Bang Theory that preceded
it. You've been watching it. How do you like it?
It's good. I like it. I enjoy it. It's funny. Laughs. Haha.
Peggy's cute. I like her.
Hey, fuck yeah.
I guess she was
Although she was on...
Rules for Dating My Daughter?
Oh, not where I was going.
Oh, what were you going on?
She was on Letterman recently, and she did not look good. I was like, oh, what are you doing?
Oh, really?
You look good on the show. Just look like you look on the show.
Does she look haggard or tired or...
No, it's just like one of those where they like are trying to over-fancy somebody up to the point where they're like, you just look unattractive. Put your hair on.
That's kind of like when they had, what's her name in Maxim, the girl from Mythbusters, the redhead girl?
Carrie Byron.
Who is currently pregnant.
Yeah, like, I was like, she looks cute, but I think she looks better just when she's like au natural herself. Not when she's all like made up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would knock her up.
She's already knocked up.
Whenever I'd knock her up twice.
No, it would give her twins.
Whenever I see a hot pregnant girl, I'm like, yeah, that's right. Someone's fucking that shit.
What about when you see an ugly pregnant girl?
I'm like, oh, someone's fucking that shit.
Oh.
But you know what? Don't they say, like, quote unquote, ugly people make beautiful babies?
No. No one says that. Who says that? Who lies to the poor ugly people and says that?
Not only that. Like,
I'm ugly as sin, and my kid's cute as a button.
I know people who are siblings, and one is attractive, and one is not.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there, so you know, it could go either way.
I'm like, what does that have to do with the theory?
Well, I don't know what the parents look like, but either... Well, maybe they're medium, and that's why they can go either way. Maybe they're just average.
Maybe they're bisexual, and they go either way.
I knew someone with some fairly unattractive parents, and only one of the children was attractive. The rest of the children... That's not true.
Oh, see, there you go, Tim.
It was half and half. It was half and half. Too ugly, too not.
50-50. Put it in your coffee.
Put it in your coffee. Oh, but here's what I found out. I don't know if you saw my tweet that said, or actually Facebook status as well, that said Comcast sucks. Or
yes.
Comcast, you suck, loved him. Apparently it won't let you record things that you've DVR'd. Like, you can't then record them onto a DVD or a VHS. Like, it has some sort of, like,
block signal.
Like, that's bullshit.
I think they kind of have to do that.
No, they really don't, because you recorded it once the first time.
Right, but I think, you know, companies are probably like, the TV companies are probably like, hey, we don't want people getting this stuff off your DVR. We want it only
on
the DVR.
But conceptually, what's the difference between what Tim wants to do and just... Hooking up a VCR.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I understand that companies do that, so I can understand why you can't do it.
It's bullshit. That's what I'm telling you. Because my last cable company did not have that problem.
Talk to the TV companies. They're the assholes.
Why are you defending them?
I'm not defending them.
You are defending them.
No.
You should just get on board and say, yes, that sucks.
It does suck.
There you go. Just say that then.
I'm just saying I know why you can't do it.
I'm not saying other things.
Noah's a bad friend. I'm a good friend.
That's right. You know what you're going to get for your birthday? A lump of coal. It's not even the right holiday, but that's how I'm going to do it. Or a lump of my nuts in your face.
Right.
Lump nuts. Bullshit. And so, I tweeted that, Dear Comcast, you suck, loved him. And someone named Comcast Melista replied back, Can I help?
Yep, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I replied back and I said, well, perhaps... I can't record this off my DVR. And she goes, that function is not available. I'm like, well, then you can't help, and Comcast continues to suck.
Did you say that?
I did.
To her?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oddly enough, she hasn't replied back.
Yeah. They have
then I looked at her page. Most of her page consists of, can I help? And I look at what she's replying to. Fucking Comcast bullshit, Comcast. Fucking Comcast bullshit.
They have a team that like goes out and like looks for people upset, and they try to help. That's the best they can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, near as I could tell, she was not able to help anybody.
I think there's like one specific guy that's in charge of all that. Apparently, he helps a lot of people.
Yeah, Comcast Cares, and I think he's the one that started it. Like, he just started doing it on his own, and then it became a whole thing.
Oh, like he worked for Comcast and just started like saying, "Hey, I'm going to try to help people." But he's like a higher up person, right?
Nope, mailroom.
Yeah, I think it was like one of their customer service managers or something like that.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know. I may have the story wrong. This is all based on.
Well, Comcast Melissa isn't quite. bringing it up. He's not representing strong.
What did you want to record?
A Star Trek episode. I have a bunch of Star Treks on there, and I was like, you know, I want to free up some room on the TiVo. Fortunately, I can do it if it's on WGN America, but I cannot do it from the ones that were on Sci-Fi, and that was the one where I had the one where Spock was a guest, did a guest shot, and it won't let me record those. So it picks and chooses the channels you can and can't use.
Oh, interesting.
But if by interesting you mean annoying, then yes, you are correct.
So you're running
fuck
the
you,
DVR
Comcast, lick a ball.
Through your DVD recorder thing?
That is correct.
And then what? How's it come out when you try to do a Star Trek episode, like all scrambled?
You start to record it, and then the thing goes, "This you cannot record, you know, you cannot make a copy of this, we're stopping this recording." The actual DVD recorder does that. Like, it senses the copyright projection, and it just shuts off.
Huh, I wonder if there's a way you can disable that.
Let's just say I looked online and found a device.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's like, sometimes they have codes you can punch in, or maybe that was just with that one specific DVD player that Andy used to have.
I used to have a VCR that would counteract the the copyright projection. Like you could,
the
you could record. Yeah, you could record anything you wanted on there. And one of the ugly people I was talking about earlier broke it.
Oh, that whore! I think I know who it is.
I bet you do.
Yep.
Breaking my bullshit.
Did the person sit on it? Is that how they broke it?
No. Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. Just all of a sudden, it wouldn't work anymore. And then when I tried to get it repaired, Circuit City wouldn't repair it.
All right, sorry. We don't fix fat ass damage.
Fat ass damage.
Oh, I'm so sleepy.
I'm so tired of your bitching.
Bitch.
Damn.
This week just took it out of me.
I wonder if we say Andy sucks on Facebook, would Andy Cares contact us?
Well, I put Noah as a tool on Twitter. Let's see if Noah Cares contacted me.
Can I help? Can you make Noah stop being a tool?
Sorry.
This feature is not supported.
Yeah, the feature's not available.
Nope, the only person... Oh, by the way, someone created a Twitter name, Comcast Uncares.
What did they talk about? The shit that Comcast does that sucks?
Well, they replied to me and said, you should switch. Go with Dish, DirecTV, FiOS, or any other company.
Oh, nice. I know a lot of people don't like Comcast, but for the most part, I don't have really many problems with them.
Well, apparently Comcast owns Versus and are trying to rape DirecTV over the price. Like, I guess DirecTV already pays more than anyone else. Well, so DirecTV says, but based on previous experience with Comcast, I'm going to tend to believe them. And apparently Comcast was wanting them to up how much they're paying by, like, another 20%. And I guess Comcast doesn't charge Dish anywhere near that amount, so... I'm a little pissed off right now because this whole brouhaha means I have no Versus channel, and Versus is the main national carrier for NHL games, which means I'm not seeing a lot of hockey games I should be seeing.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Depriving you of one of the most boring sports ever. Just kidding.
Well, sir, you can suck my ass.
I will not suck your ass.
Only for $1 million.
That reminds me.
Well, if you have $1 million, I'll get to suck it.
Okay.
But you also have to play for the plane right out there. I'm not taking that out of $1 million.
Tim, really? You wouldn't front the plane right out there for $1 million?
No!
Come on,
yes.
Tim. It's $1 million.
No,
because Tim wants a nice round number when he gets
exactly.
home.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It's close enough.
No, it's not close enough.
So
I want $1 million.
If he offered you minus the plane ride, he said, I'm going to give you $900,000, blah, 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 you would say no. You'd be like, nope, I'm not going to lick your ass.
I'm like, can we make that $1 million? And then we got a deal.
Really?
Tim wants to see that seventh digit.
$1 million. Exactly.
I'm a bargain. I got $1 million. A man's got to have standards.
Oh, my God.
Million.
That's funny.
Now we don't. And I want a meal.
I'm sorry, Tim. All I can give you is a snack.
You know what? You know what? You're getting a top quality ass licking. I deserve a meal.
That is true. I've seen what Tim can do with his tongue.
You're getting a meal. You're getting peanuts.
Oh. My wife was teaching her students about the digestive system.
Oh yeah.
What? No. No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What I was amazed, she came up with this really creative idea where, like, she gave everybody, like, a virtual stomach. It was basically a plastic bag with cornflakes inside it. And then, like, she created, like, a liver and a pancreas out of, like, anyway, it was this whole complex thing, and she was, like, they all got to mush up the food in their stomach, you know, expand and contract to digest the stuff in the stomach, and then it went through the intestine and into the, to the small intestine, which was like a sponge, which soaked up all the water and left just like this mush of cornflake gush. And she's like, so then, you know, that has to be expelled, and that has to go, and what happens then? They're like, I don't know. And she's like, yes, you do. What happens then? They're like, oh, we poop! I don't think I'm doing it justice in describing it. It was just so crazy. It was like, she was like the MacGyver of teachers. She just like grabbed shit that was around the house and made it into a teaching aid that the kids found fascinating. But anyway, she was talking about things that you don't digest, like, you know, and then someone said, oh yeah, somebody swallowed a penny and then it came right back out. And then she was talking about corn, and like, I guess that grossed out the kids or something. Like, oh, that means the corn just comes right back out. Oh! And I was like, yeah, you can pick it out and eat it again. And she's like, I didn't say that.
It's like the ultimate recycling.
No one's going greener than me. I'm really, actually, think about it, I'm going brown. I'm getting down in Brown Town.
Yep.
What has Brown done for you?
Brown Town!
My wife gave my son some corn, and I saw it about a day later.
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't
it out.
Eat it.
Oh, are you going to talk about
leftovers?
A milestone?
Oh, yes, I tweeted about it the other day.
That's why I thought you might mention it.
Yeah, so my son's been, over the last couple of weeks, trying to stand for longer and longer on his own. And whenever he does, he's just, so thrilled. He claps, he hoots, he wants to get everybody's attention. He starts, getting so excited, he just bounces and then typically falls over because he's bouncing. But we keep seeing him, trying to step away from things or trying to stretch out. And we've been convinced he's about to walk, but he'll go from one part of the couch to another part of the couch. We got, an L-shaped... can't remember what the name is. Where it's a whole bunch of couches all hooked together.
Sectional.
Thank you, Noah.
No problem.
Yeah, so he'll go, from one side to the other, but he'll either, have to balance himself with one hand as he goes around the turn, or else he'll just kind of topple towards it, and he might take a couple of steps, but they're not controlled steps. It's just mostly he's got his little feet working underneath him while he falls towards the other section. But I was ordering a pizza last night, and I guess he went from one part of the couch to another part of the couch, 4 or 5 steps on his own, no stumbling, completely controlled the whole way. So everyone tells me it's all downhill from here, that I'll just be chasing him for the rest of his childhood.
And then he'll be chasing ass.
Yep.
Chasing being the operative word. Not catching, chasing.
Well, his father caught one eventually.
Exactly, eventually.
She was a little slow, though. That's how it happened. He went for the weak one.
Yeah, she had she has the nerve issues in her feet, so. She
went for the weak one in the herd.
I was talking about the first one that you actually caught had those big ears, which wind resistance. She couldn't run very fast.
Fucking those ears were big. Jesus Christ.
She always wore her hair down.
I see why.
Probably to cover the ears.
Not that I have a problem with big ears, seeing as I possess two.
I know. You had those big ears even when you were a little baby.
Little baby.
I like your little baby picture. You're just looking at the camera with your big ears.
And so it's so funny. Noah's like, you look like the same. It's like you have the same ears. I was like, Noah, I don't know what happened to your ears when you were a baby. I didn't lose my baby ears and grow in new ones.
Yeah, some people, they look different over time as they get older, but you just look like the same little big ear Tim. I love it. You know that's a picture I have on my phone of you.
Yeah.
Now I want to do the same.
Too bad.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's that?
I've been fighting off a cold all week. It's the one that had us at my son's doctor's office last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, kids are, every single one of them is like a little fucking typhoid Mary. So first my wife got sick and then I got sick this week. And, I got rid of most of the cold, but I've just had some of the congestion left. I couldn't hear it all out of one ear last night because it was all stuffed up. Now I can hear fine, and the sinus pressure just shifted to my head.
Yay!
Happy days are here again!
Andy is a queer again.
You better go lay down, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, I better. You know that sort of sharp shooting pain through your head that makes you feel like you're going to puke?
Nope.
Well, lucky you.
Don't puke
on me. I'm not a little bitch.
Oh, he called you a little bitch. Oh. What you going to do, girlfriend?
Why you got to do me like that, Poppy?
What the fuck? Why you got to do me like that, Poppy? All right.
I like
it. Is
that
how we're doing it these days?
I'm Poppy.
I'd just like to let everybody know that the Star Trek The Next Generation technical manual does not work on Windows XP.
Okay.
What?
It was something I got long time ago for... What was the system? Like, long, like back when I had the Tandy computer. That's how long ago I had that I owned this. I think. Oh, wait, no. It wasn't the Tandy.
Maybe you can download it. Download an emulator. A Tandy emulator.
Fuck that.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad we straightened that out.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, I think we better wrap up because, yeah, I think my head's about to implode.
Are you going
to
puke on anything?
Yes, bitch.
I'm going to try not to.
I've got the baby.
I liked it when the balloon boy puked and it looked like it scared the shit out of his father. Did you see that?
Nope.
Oh, they're like, I guess he was sick already and they're interviewing him. And he's like, bruh! And his dad's like, was like, holy shit, what the fuck?
You know, somebody said yesterday, oh, did you hear the balloon boy's mom finally admitted it was a hoax? It's like, yeah. No shit. That was like reminding me of that one dude, Chris, that we went to high school with, Tim. And then I found out that he'd finally come out of the closet, and I was thoroughly unsurprised. My lack of surprise was palpable.
I liked what
he said afterwards. He's like, because he was dating a girl senior year in high school. And he's like, before I dated girl, I thought I was gay. After I dated girl, I was certain I was gay.
No,
I thought that was very funny.
I liked the scene in Glee when that guy came out to his dad. And his dad accepted him how he was. He's like, I knew. I was like, I would hope he knew. That guy is very gay.
Yes.
How gay is he?
That dude Chris that we knew?
Yeah.
Was that gay?
Wow. Answered both questions at once.
Yeah. I'm efficient like that when I'm in pain.
All right. We'll wrap this up. We hope Andy feels better.
So does Andy.
Well, you hope he feels better.
No, I really hope he does.
Tim hopes I die.
I hope he suffers.
Tim hopes I die, and he hopes it's still in my will to get the Xbox.
I don't want your fucking Xbox.
So you can play Spider-Man.
All right, now I do want the Xbox, thanks.
Yep.
Not anytime soon. Get better.
My okay. Xbox is DOA. I can wait.
Your Xbox is DOA?
My original Xbox.
What happened to it?
Something wrong with the hard drive. Which is sucks, not the man. Original hard drive.
That sucks.
Whatever. What are you going to do? I'm a black man.
Yep.
Just try to make it. Nigga. Try to make it in this world today.
Try to make
birds keep dying
world.
In my backyard. I don't know why. That's
Have you seen any glimpses of the future?
No. Not crows, though. Just like once there was a baby bird. It was still alive, kind of twitching a little bit. And then now there's like a bigger bird that was just laying on the ground. I'm like, what were you just flying along? You just fell? Like, I'm going to fall here. Done.
Black man will take care of me. Come on, black man.
I'm sure that happens. I bet birds die in the air.
Because you are the bringer of death. Death!
I told Andy it's the end of days because Google Maps is not finding his house correctly or it's mislabeled the street.
Death!
Have a good week, everybody.
Alright, stop recording.
Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 71. You can write us a review on iTunes, subscribe via iTunes, vote for us at Podcast Alley, and visit us at our official site, TanCast.com. We'll be back next time with more TanCast fucktardery. Toodles! TanCast. How you like that, Mr. Andy Judgment?
You told him, or not really.
I did it, and now he's been told. He's been told.
You kind of mumbled at him.
Fucking yes. Rrr! Growlies.
Suck my dong.
Woo!
Yeah.
You heard
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you heard me.
You whooping up?
You cut me deep.
I know.
You cut me real deep.
Cut you to the quick.
The Interactive Technical Manual for Approved Federation Visitors and Starfleet Personnel is now active on this terminal.